Kellogg, St. Helena, California, March 1, 1903. Dr. Kellogg, I am much troubled in regard to your case because I know that from the light given of the Lord you have not, neither are you now making straight paths for your feet. Read Hebrews, chapters 1-4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted and proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation. For some, when they heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews 3, verse 4-19. I am deeply interested in your case, but all I can do is to pray for you. You are my brother in whom I am deeply interested and concerned, for I know and testify to you in the Lord that you are going over the same forbidden ground, and you are not pleasing the Lord in your course of action and in your business transactions. You are not instructed of the Lord in your course of action. You enter into business that God has not appointed you. There is crookedness in your management, and it becomes you for your own soul's present and eternal good to repent and be converted. You need to stand on a different platform than you now occupy. But I will now say for your own soul's sake, humble your heart before God. I know the perils of the last days are just before us, when everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, but you do not believe this. You are binding up with the world and will receive the reward that will be judged with them, unless you shall come out from the world and be separate. I write you this because the Lord has instructed me concerning this matter. Dr. Kellogg, the Lord has been your helper in many ways in times past when you walked in his counsel. But you have brought in strange things, and what will the outcome of this matter be? You have borne a testimony that the sanitarium was undenominational. Take that back. You have no right to say such a thing. The disciples of Jesus are the living members of one body, and being mutually joined together, united in Christ, the living head, mutually dependent upon each other, so that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member be honored, all the members are honored, enlightened, and rejoice with him. Christ is the head and life of each particular member, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 4, verse 16. Then ye cannot say of the hand, I have no need of thee, because every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints. We all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Mark the words. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. It is impossible for God to accept your works, my brother, for you have a crooked character. You have not joined in your heart and spirit with the people who do not know and understand that God has a people, chosen and precious, whom the Lord will bring through trial. Your attitude toward anyone who will not come into perfect agreement with you is a matter which has created of itself discord and strife. The same evils will increase as your mind is not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is an introduction of the evil leaven which, unless it is cast out, will ruin your soul and the souls of those who have confidence in you, unless they shall repent. The triumphing in any wrong action you may undertake is short. You have come into friendship with the enemies of God, and the peculiar and holy elevation of God's people is only for those who come out from the world and are separated from its contaminating influence of your own self. There is much to be done, and if the watchmen had not been like men blindfolded, we should have been in a far different position than we now are. But God lives and reigns, and will teach us as a people lessons that will be of advantage. There is no safety in trusting in any man's wisdom. One man, finite, full of inventions, of schemes and plans, but unconsecrated, unsanctified, becomes the sport of Satan's gratifying temptations. Having a clear and decided confidence in the leadings of God that have brought us out step by step from the world upon the platform of Bible truth, and that He is our leader still, everyone should be clear to say, He that keepeth Israel, Psalm 121, verse 4. His individual, personal Israel, that has become grafted into the tame olive tree, will bear fruit of the genuine tree, which is Christ Jesus. His watch care is continual. His providence embraces all our ways, and looking unto Jesus, we shall become like Him. All who will learn of Jesus will have an intelligent faith in the good and perfect government of God. Let no one charge God foolishly, as some are doing, for they will have to give an account, for every deed is written in the books. Let no one man, nor a score of men, dare to take the judgment seat as many have done, and will continue to do, when they lose sight of their own imperfect character and press their own discontented words on their brethren, passing judgment on the ways and works of Christ in the person of His saints. There are many fields that appear to be true golden grain, but when the sickle is put in, there is found only pretense. It is worthless, no grain in the cluster, straw without meat in the kernel, and it is cast aside as worthless and obnoxious. The great husbandman is never deceived. All who will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8, verse 34. We are amid the perils of the last days.